Bob, we're here at the Council of Presidents meeting for American Farm Bureau, and I'm going to be doing a presentation here in a little while on social media. I'd kind of like your perspective on, you know, in advance of this, just what do you, what's your thoughts on social media in terms of how an organization like this might look at utilizing some of these new tools?
Well, we've always been involved in the public domain. We've always, you know, tried to make our case to citizens and the public. Communications mechanisms have changed. It's become very evident that this new concept and implementation of social media is going to influence people. And that's our goal, is to influence people. So we have to be involved. Now, it does involve changing a lot of old mindset, if you will, but it's clear that we have to be engaged.
Yeah. Well, I'm used to doing presentations like this, and I often ask, first of all, show of hands, how many of you here have your own blog or podcast? Well, now we're going to ask about have their own Twitter account. So it's going to be interesting to see when you look at these presidents from around the country who, like you said, probably have been doing and are used to seeing things done a certain way, and now we've got this new way of doing it.
Well, it is. I actually asked the question of the board at the last board meeting, how many of them had tweeted on their Twitter. And actually, an interesting response, a number of our board members, those who you may not think would be aware, understand what that is about. I haven't got that far yet. I have a Facebook account, so I guess I'm taking baby steps. But it's clear that there's a growing awareness of these new methods of communication.
Well, Farm Bureau is about a whole lot more than just social media here, and when we look at some of the issues you're facing right now, what would kind of be like top of the mind for what Farm Bureau is doing right now on behalf of its members?
Well, to sum up our biggest concern, it would be in the area of regulation. The climate change legislation would impose not direct new regulations, but direct new costs because of these regulations on American agriculture. That's a huge concern. We have water quality regulation issues. But we're concerned about the economy in the overall sense because, you know, it's kind of like the trickle down. Whatever happens to the national economy eventually gets down to farmers and ranchers, and that's what we're seeing now as we see reduced demand for certain of the high-valued agriculture products. And so the economic health of this country is very important. Healthcare is another huge issue for us as small businesses, if you will. How do you provide health care? And we're right in the middle of a health care reform debate, or the beginning of it, actually, in terms of legislation. And how that unfolds has the potential to be good for farmers and ranchers, has the potential to be bad for farmers and ranchers, and the devil will be in the details.
Well, we've got this new administration. It's been in place now for a little while. Can you characterize how you feel in terms of optimistic, pessimistic, and is the way legislation might roll out over time here?
Well, from the administration standpoint, we've seen sort of a change in focus, more involvement of government, more intrusion of government, into certain areas of the economy and functions that hasn't been there before. That is of concern to us. It's up to us, though, to talk about the needs for agriculture and where some of these initiatives may be harmful. But at the end of the day, we still have a three-part government, and Congress will still make the decisions. We still have the grassroots connection with members of Congress and still have a significant amount of influence there. So while it's different, a lot of things remain the same in terms of how you deal with legislation and regulation in Washington.
Okay, well, best of luck here, and thanks for having me come in to address the group here today. I'm really looking forward to that session and letting our audience know what Farm Bureau is doing in this area. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.